The Dothraki, Sir Jorah Mormont said as he reined to a halt beside her on the top of the ridge. Beneath them, the plain stretched out immense and empty, a vast flat expanse that reached to the distant horizon and beyond. It was a sea, Danny thought. Past here, there were no hills, no mountains, no trees, no cities or roads, only the endless grasses, the tall blades rippling like waves when the wind blew. "It's so green," she said. "Here and now," Sir Jorah agreed, "you ought to see it when it blooms, all dark red flowers from horizon to horizon, like a sea of blood. Come the dry season, and the world turns the colour of old bronze. And this is only Hrana, child. There are 100 kinds of grass out there, grasses as yellow as lemon, and as dark as indigo, blue grasses and orange grasses, grasses like rainbows. Down in the Shadowlands, beyond Ashai, they say there are oceans of ghost grass, taller than a man on horseback, with stalks as pale as milk glass. It murders all the other grass, and glows in the dark with the spirits of the damned. The Dothraki claim that some day ghost grass will cover the entire world, and then all life will end." That thought gave Danny the shivers. I don't want to talk about that now," she said. "It's so beautiful here. I don't want to think about everything dying."